It's the number one A-League podcast available on iTunes. It's the Football Sack. We're back to review some news and look forward to this weekend's matches in our preview show. Joining me, as he always does, is Christian Leyland.
Thank you, people.
And joining us, as he regularly does, is Jeremy Carrigan.
Good to be back, boys.
It is good to be back. It's good to see you back here in the studio, Jez, and to be talking some football, which we're going to be doing. Our first cab off the rank, or where we should probably start, is, of course, the big story during the week in football in this country, which was to do with... Sorry. To do with the A-League, it was the Newcastle Jets.
What's going on?
I'm trying to watch the Jets against the Fury. I've come to the wrong place, I think.
Sure, this isn't a football stadium.
Who's up front for the Fury?
It's Jeremy McGrath?
Yeah, he's wearing a helmet. It must be Petacek. That was how much football was played at the... Newcastle Jets North Queensland Fury game the other night, because some bright spark at the Newcastle Knights thought that give it 8 or 9 days between a major renovation and a pristine football pitch. That's about the waiting time, is it not? I think when you put new turf down in your backyard, even if you've got a nice flat sort of area and you've got good soil and whatever, they say give it a few weeks before you run on it. So if you were to hold a major motocross event in your backyard, I'd think a week and a half might be pushing.
Yeah. It might be just a little bit too soon.
That was just crazy, wasn't it?
It was stupidity. Or, on the behalf of soccer wise, it was bad. There are rumours, of course, that the Knights did it on purpose, but who knows how substantial they are.
The Knights have really not liked the Jets from day dot, and they refused to sort of. We spoke not long ago saying how the North Queensland Cowboys have basically, for their fans, have been like, you know what, we play in the winter, the Fury play in the summer. We can all get along here.
Yeah.
Whereas the Knights have been like, we play in the winter, the Jets play in the summer. We're scared of them. Let's try and kill them.
Yeah, no.
Which seems a little irrational.
It's a little weird because I think a lot of Fury fans, you'll find, were never football fans to begin with until Fury came, and they just rocked up because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And they're now football fans. They follow...
Ad for tourism for Townsville.
As
come on a Saturday, because 6 days a week there's nothing else to do.
What was it,
Matt? Can't go swimming because there's crocodiles.
Matt Greenlaw said one day, Townsville, which is a very poor excuse for a town.
Yeah, a very lazy name for a town. To be honest, it just blew my mind that you could have administrators at the professional level making mistakes that, you know, if you made it at an amateur level, people would say, oh, God, you know, how did we get stuck with this volunteer doing this? Mm-hmm. Someone's being paid to do a job where they've sealed the deal to do that event. And they've said, week and a half. We'll just get some patches in. We'll get some patches of grass in, where the grass is completely dead, and we'll just roll those down. Be sweet. The day after the match was cancelled due to unplayable facilities, a representative from the LA Galaxy flew over to check out the facilities, which was handy.
Great timing.
Yeah. Thankfully, he has said that they will still be coming. They need to just lay a new pitch. But the Newcastle Knights will have a $500,000 bill for the relaying of the turf, which we were talking about before the show, Jeremy, and saying I can't imagine it's dirt cheap to bring in all that dirt and set it up to host a motocross event. There wasn't the biggest crowd that they got, so if they did manage to make a profit, well done. But I imagine with the $500,000 bill for the turf, they're looking at clearing, $20? $25?
Good week's work.
Yeah, that's right. Divided up between everyone at the Newcastle Knights, they'd be making a couple bucks each.
Yeah, too easy.
Yeah,
that's what you want from a major sporting event, isn't it?
Yeah, a major sporting event. If you can get yourself a burger on the way home, you've done well. Yeah. Unfortunately, they'll have to settle for an ice cream. but that's just a way of saying, hey, we can do better next time.
What do you think Nathan Tinkler's thinking as he's trying to buy the Newcastle Knights and really try and put the two clubs together and help a town? And
is he trying to buy the Knights?
Now if he does, he gets a $500,000 bill on top of that.
Well, I just knock $500,000 off the price you're going to offer him.
Yeah, sure.
Dear, dear. Gee, it'd be good if the Tinkler took over the Knights, just because they would get run equally.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't have one club just trying to stoog the other one all the time.
Only on weekends.
What do you mean?
Oh, you said all the time? I said only on weekends.
Why?
Never mind.
I don't get that at all.
Oh, I'm completely lost.
Yeah, okay. You'll have to explain that one to me afterwards. Of course, that match was supposed to be Boz's big miss out, unfortunately it won't be. And Sunday, their 10,000 first 10,000 get-in for free game against the Melbourne Heart has been totally thrown out the door. That game's been moved to Port Macquarie, and where we played at the... I think it's the Port Macquarie International Stadium or whatever it's called up there. Very clever name they came up with that one.
Yeah, highly original.
Yes. Look, I'm disappointed. I'm not sure. We don't know if the 10,000 tickets will carry over.
Yeah, well, yeah, who knows? I mean, like we were saying before, we hope it'll carry over to another match, but not this one, because you think, Port Macquarie doesn't get a lot of football, A-League football, so
hopefully
actually,
people of Port Macquarie will come out and pay anyway to go. Yes.
So if we can...
The people in Newcastle feel stooged if they go week in, week out, and they get a free game and they move it to another town.
A little bit ruined.
Yeah, we're really thanking the fans by saying you should travel to Port Macquarie and get him for free.
Yes. I think the whole worst bit about this whole situation was they waited until the day before the match to cancel it.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
That's right, the Fury had landed in Newcastle before they got told the game was off.
Surely
right.
No one was sitting there 3 days ago thinking, oh, it still might come good.
Yeah, that's right. We were saying the day before, or even that morning before the Fury flew out of Townsville, did someone not walk out, look at the pitch, and honestly, did they look at it and think, bit of watering should be good? Those new patches of grass to intertwine with the grass that's already there, what's that take, 12 hours?
Come on.
12 hours? Yeah. What? 12 hours? Apparently they'd spray painted a lot of it green to try and bluff the Fury into thinking that it was grass. Unfortunately, there was big that wouldn't, even if they were grass, they wouldn't have passed the test because of the fact they were craters, which you can't have on a football field. Just it's shocking, shocking mismanagement of that match. And I think the FFA did the right thing in calling it off.
Definitely.
The player safety is paramount. I think it's the gripe will be with the organisation.
Definitely.
I think it was the Fury CEO who said the person responsible wouldn't have a job if you worked for him, which I think is fair enough.
Yes.
Let's start our previews of the weekend's games now that we've covered the big story of the week. It's not a small game to start us off on Friday night. It's Sydney and Melbourne have probably got rights to being the big game of the A-League. The Big Blue, as it's horribly called.
Yes.
However, one that has given people a lot of joy over the years is the Victory versus Adelaide United match, and that's what we start off with.
Well, it's given one city a whole lot of joy.
It has, yeah. well, and anyone who doesn't like Adelaide for some reason, because it is 9 wins on the trot for the Victory against Adelaide, and they host them this Friday. And you said, Jez, that the advertising campaign has been something about they're going for perfect 10 or something.
Yeah, going for the 10 out of 10. Strange we're getting ads for that game up here, but anyway.
Yes, that's right, considering we don't even get ads for, like, Gold Coast games or something like that, which is just up the road. That is odd. is that a Melbourne ad or a Fox Sports ad?
No, it's a Melbourne Victory come is to it? The game ad.
I have seen Victory ads here before, because they had for last week the Big Blue, they had ads for that up here.
I've seen Brisbane Roar ads, plenty of those, and that's good. But yeah, I think Victory, that's good, that's ambitious.
It's very ambitious, yes.
I like that.
Just was it travel 12 hours or something by a car just to go see a match?
You could either, in that 12 hours, you could either travel down to Melbourne and watch a match, or get a whole new lawn and have it perfectly ready to go. There are your two choices. You could go lay your lawn, drive to Melbourne, and by the time you get back, you should have pristine
condition lawn.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it'll probably take you a full 24 hours to get down and back, it'd probably need cutting by the time you get back. You'd probably be overgrown. I'm looking forward to this. I think Adelaide are red hot. I think Melbourne Victory aren't red hot. Mm-hmm. And I think that Adelaide, despite not having, as we said in the last show, James Leckie and Travis Ooh. And if you're not sure why we say Ooh, you'll have to listen to our last show.
Mm-hmm. No pressure.
That's right. But I think this is Adelaide's time to get a win.
I think so. I really do. You know, look, Adelaide are playing everyone off the park. Yeah. They are playing amazing football. Even without Leckie, etc., last week they came
last week's 7 minutes of madness. The Phoenix didn't play amazingly bad during that 7 minutes. It wasn't three defensive howlers. It was a bit untidy, but gee whiz, it was just full on attacking football. It was great to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just as Adelaide kind of went, look, we're sick of this. We're going to start playing now. They put the match out of doubt and just went, okay, cool,
yeah,
sweet, too easy.
Jeremy, what are your thoughts on that one?
I'm going to go out and tip the victory for this one.
Are you?
Just as you said, it was 6 minutes or whatever for Adelaide last week, and they've had a few weeks in a row like that now where it's really been a small patch of the game. Where
so you're saying if the victory can score outside of that 6 minutes, in the 84 other minutes of the match, get some sort of hold on the game.
I think they'll be up for this one, Melbourne. I think they need it.
Yeah, is it at AAMI or Etihad?
I think it's at Etihad.
Yes,
it's Look, it is a sort of match that victory can actually come and win though, because it is the big rivalry, and it is a bit of a what do you call them when you just can't win something. A hoodoo. It's a bit of a hoodoo match for Adelaide, and you know, we've seen with the Queensland State of Origin, even though they're the better side against New South Wales for years, it took a long time for them to win. At Sydney. It could be a victory match, but I'm going to have to go with Adelaide.
These hoodoos have to break sometime.
Yes, probably.
After the third game and the fourth game and the fifth game, they were thinking it'll be the next one. So,
well, there's been a lot of hoodoo breaking this season among all clubs. So, I mean, Brisbane Roar broke their home hoodoos. Central Coast beat their hoodoo against Hart. I don't Hart. Jets, was it? I can't remember. Okay.
Short running hoodoo.
It's a very short running hoodoo. Started this season. The hoodoo gurus are still going around playing. So there's another one. So it all intertwines.
Yeah, it's all amazing.
Jez, you and I are both fancy a bit of a punt every now and again. Of course, here we're sponsored by Betfair, the football sack, and we've got some odds for this week's matches that we're going to go through. So, Jez, if you were to go out and put your hard-earned, kind of hard-earned money on the victory, putting your money where your mouth is, on Betfair, you can get $2.48 for them for a win. Which is very attractive odds for a home team in a two-horse race. So if you like that, you can head to Betfair, get on that. We liked Adelaide United for the away win, Christian. We can get $3.05 for that.
$3.05? Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Very surprising.
If you would like to back the draw, you can get $3.25.
So that's pretty good odds all around.
Well, that's right. You'd like to... if you bet on Adelaide United or the draw, if you could bet on all three with equal money, and as long as Adelaide United or the draw get up, would you not come out just ahead because it's more than 3-1?
Or you could just take Adelaide with the half goal head start.
Yeah, you could do that. That's another way of doing it.
Simplify that,
right? Yeah, that's another way.
We're betting geniuses here at the football side.
I was trying to be a smart ass and didn't pay off. Made myself look like a dumbass in the process. They're good odds, and I will be investing in those before tomorrow night's matches kick off. Our second match for the weekend is the first match of a doubleheader.
Exciting times.
You will be there.
I will be
there. In our corporate box.
Yes, the football sack team, most of the football sack team will be there.
Yes, that's right. I won't be.
You won't be.
I will be one of the ones who isn't in the corporate box, unfortunately. If you are at the doubleheader in Sydney this weekend, look at the corporate boxes and wave. And
on that note, will we be meeting at the Captain Cook at 4 p.m. before the match? If you actually want to come down and say hello.
Oh, okay. Good pub, the Captain Cook. I like that. Yeah. Good little stroll just to the SFS. So there you go. 4 p.m. On the Saturday at the Captain Cook. If you want a pre-match beverage, that's quite late. I think the first game kicks off at 5:15. You got to scull a beer and then walk to the ground. So make sure you get to the Captain Cook at 4 p.m. for the boat races with the football sake team. the first match in that one will be Sydney FC and the Brisbane Roar. Sydney FC with the monkey off their back after last week. A good away win against everybody's favourite shambles, Perth Glory. Brisbane Roar playing some terrific stuff. They're playing on the pitch first. mm-hmm. which will help them because it'll be nice and flat.
Yes,
although, to be honest, it probably only needs 20 minutes to patch up.
Yeah, that's it.
If you're the Newcastle Jets in between matches, yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll pass it around nicely. You just see nothing but an away win on this one, the way you've been talking it up all week. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a draw in this one, to be honest. Okay. I think Sydney, they've got a bit of momentum up after last week. They won't be playing with the weight on their shoulders they have been for the last month or so. Jez, your thoughts?
Yeah, I could probably see a nil all draw in this one.
Yeah.
Brisbane dominate, maybe just struggle to score.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking. I'm thinking maybe one all, the Roar get one. Won't put the game to bed, and Sydney might nick one late on through Kazarin, the big, balding Brazilian, the Triple B. For the odds for that one on Betfair, if you fancy putting some money on if you go into the game, it's always a little bit more interesting if you have something riding on it. If you fancy Sydney FC, as none of us do, then $1.90 you can get them. Quite short, aren't they?
$1.90, that's hard to imagine.
Someone at Betfair thinks Sydney FC is going to get up here, especially when you look at Brisbane Roar, $2.24.
Huh.
Good value for because you think they're dead certs.
Mm-hmm.
And the draw, which we think just $3.10.
That is great value.
Yeah, that is good value.
Something to put your $50 bet on, maybe.
That's right. We should put that out there now so that you can start spending the money in your heads, which is what everyone loves to do, spending money before they've won it. You go to our site, thefootballsack.com. You click on the Betfair link, and it'll only work if you go through our site to get this promotion. And you will be given a joiner. Sign up for a $30 account, so you put $30 in, that's yours. Betfair then give you $50 to bet on whatever you want, and if you win, you get to keep your winnings, and if you lose, don't worry about it, go back, you've still got your $30 that you put in there to start off with, so it is a free bet of $50. So yeah, the draw, there's $150 there to be had, Jez, if you and I use our $50 free bet on the draw for the Sydney FC Brisbane match. Thoughts on the actual football side of things?
Sydney FC, they have these spurts of brilliance, even when they were losing, but they can't dominate a match. Roar are going to dominate.
Yeah.
Sydney FC do struggle to keep possession. Even last year when they were winning, they tried, but it wasn't a complete domination they could never do. Honestly, with Solzano coming up, if he gets decent game time, I can see him scoring a few.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a 3-0 win, but I'm going to say 2-0 just to keep it a bit more in check.
So, okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. There's two matches, of course, being played because you need that for a doubleheader,
unless
it's just one match and they played in Tasmania.
Or you have a one match and a Supercross event.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's what, yeah, because they were going to have that in Newcastle this week, but the Jets ruined it by moving the game. Ruined it.
We need one of those European style games where there's a football pitch and then the running oval around the edge.
Yeah.
You have all the jumps and stuff on the oval and have the two things going at the same time.
Or you could just have like an athletics meet being held and just have guns and stuff going on. Of course, the javelin event would cause a few dramas. The hammer throw.
Good interest for the crowd, though.
That's right. Yeah, it'd be action packed.
Yeah. When you're dribbling the ball, keep your head up or you might die.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's a good coaching tactic. That'll be the FFA will come out with that now. Everyone has to play 4-2-3-1, and at training, the coach is instructed to throw javelins at players who put their head down. You know how they have those things where teams will say, if you go to ground, you'll do sprints at training. And if you go to ground and tackle, you'll have to do sprints at training. If you raise your arms in the penalty box, which you have no excuse to do, then you'll be doing push-ups at training. If you have your head down and don't see a player making a run, you will be stabbed at training. I think that's good. That's good incentive.
That's it, yeah. There's no better incentive than fear, is there?
Yeah. So get down to the SFS for the doubleheader.
Get a good crowd along.
It will be. Get down, unless you have prior commitments at a motocross event. If you were to... What do we think of the game, first of all, the second match? Central Coast Mariners against Perth Glory, I should mention, is the match. We've talked about it for 5 minutes without knowing who the teams are who will be taking part.
Mariners... Not playing great football, playing all right football, and getting results.
Yeah,
and,
I think that compared to the Glory's run of bad luck is going to continue.
Yeah, compared to Glory, who play crap football, are getting crap results, and it is crap. So, no offense to me about Glory.
Yeah, geez, tell us what you really think, Christian.
Look, Central Coast Mariners, like, I think they're going to win, but I don't think it's going to be a walk of the park. Like, it might be a 1-0 or a 2-1 kind of scrape.
Okay. Yeah, because you've got Ian Ferguson, who wants to play the long ball game. He doesn't want any short passing to defeat. And we've got Graham Arnold, who, after their thrilling 3-2 win over the Fury, said, yeah, I don't want any more games like that. So we've got two coaches who are really steadfast on some boring football.
Like to limit the football played in their matches.
I'd love to see a fantastic game just to piss them both off.
just like a 7-3 or a
7-10. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, cool. A 7-10, that'd be good.
A 7-10, that'd be awesome.
Has there ever been a 7-10? I don't think there would be. They had the longest football match in history was played the other day at Loughborough University in England for 36 hours.
Oh, wow.
They were very serious. They put team. They had to... the Guinness Book of Records said there had to be at least 7 players on each team at all times, but they went all out and made sure there was 11 at all times. Mm-hmm. They had plenty of subs, obviously. Yes. There was a qualified referee on at all times. They kept score, and people were just going. They'd watch it for an hour. They'd go home. They'd come back the next morning, check what the score was. After 36 hours, it was like Team A was like 756, and Team B was like 746 or something like that.
That's
there was
10
goals in
close.
It. Yeah, it was a 1,500 goal thriller.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Which was incredible. So, well done to them. I think they raised some sort of money for charity or something, which was great to see. But apparently, because like it was at a uni and there were uni students playing, they had like physios instructing them, look, pace yourself. You know, it's a long time. And right from the kickoff, right until the end of the game, the players were just going hard.
They're just cramping up really badly.
Yeah,
so because it's a uni student, instead of like running on and bringing like power in or something, you're running on and bringing like, you know, just two is new or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bringing on a beer and you'd have to chug it. And yeah. Right. Let's talk some odds for this match. Betfair favours the Central Coast Mariners. They're $1.87 for those. If you fancy getting on the Perth Glory for a very unlikely away win. Although, to be fair, Sydney last week captured an unlikely away win. I won't say very unlikely. Mm-hmm. And $3.10 for the draw as well, which probably isn't bad money. The draw.
Okay, yeah, true. Yeah. What were Glory's odds, sorry?
$2.84.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Moving on to our second last game of the round, and it will be the Newcastle Jets against the Melbourne Heart. I gather that this being played in Port Macquarie, as we mentioned.
Of course.
Did they say it was a 4 o'clock kickoff now?
Yes, 4 o'clock kickoff on Sunday.
Right, so that'll if you're in the Port Macquarie region in the central north, wherever in New South Wales Port Macquarie is, I don't actually know. I know it's on the coast. And it's a couple of hours south of Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, really not too far from Newcastle.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe an hour or so.
Yeah, oh, really?
I know that festival is on there. That's all I know about Paul.
Yeah, they do too, yeah. So if you want a festival of football, you should have been in Sydney during the festival of football. it just didn't work, that one. If you fancy going to watch some football, get up to Port Macquarie. Because it should be a decent game. I was really disappointed on Wednesday night not to be able to go home and watch that because I was really looking forward to it. I will be honest, I was kind of really looking forward to it because I wanted Bozza to be coaching and just see his team just concede goal after goal after goal. But I have a bit of a soft spot for the Fury, I must admit.
I like
to see them go well.
As long as you're not confusing them with the Gold Coast.
That's right, yes. Very soft spot for the Gold Coast. what do we think for this match in terms of prediction, guys? Jets are on the up. I think they'll get the points.
Yeah, well, harder on the up as well. They've both been kind of going the same pace. They both had pretty quiet starts. The last few weeks have actually been getting some really good results.
Yeah.
Heart, I'm not sure their away form is still pretty dodgy. In saying that, they've only lost one match at home, but again, it's their away. They're both playing reasonably good football. I can see a 2-2 draw here.
Yeah, that's probably not beyond the realms of possibility. Jezza, what are your thoughts?
Probably see the Jets just sneaking out 2-1 or something.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to go here. I think the Heart have been playing well. I still think that they lack goals a bit. They lack creativity. I think they've got the guys to score the goals. Aloisi and Terra both look good this season. But I just think they need to build up more, create more chances, and they'll score more goals. I see probably either a 2-0 or a 2-1 win to the Jets. Betfair thinks this one's pretty tight. They've got the Jets at $1.97. Mm-hmm. And the Heart at $2.20, so they can't split them too much, kind of like we are in here. And the draw is $3.10, so good value for the draw as well, if you're interested. We go international. No, we don't. That's the Phoenix. I'm thinking of the Fury. We go north for our last game. I am really bad at confusing A-League teams.
Yeah, well, it's not so much A-League teams. It's Fury and any other team in the entire universe.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Did you see the Fury-Chelsea game on the week? Oh, sorry, that was Wolverhampton Wanderers. Sorry. Right, just moving on. I'll just play some motorbike sounds for a while. I'll just claim not to know what's going on.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I'll just blame someone at the Newcastle Knights for sending me the wrong press comments, press release.
It's actually kind of right because this match, Fury versus Gold Coast, is actually the two teams you confuse the most often with each other.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you say most often. I did it once on a podcast. to be fair to me. Which I think we should be. So now on every single time you try to talk Christian, you will just get drowned out by motorcycle sounds. I think that's fair for the rest of the show. So you're listening to the Jack Quigley and Jeremy Carrigan podcast about the A-League.
Sorry,
Christian, what was that? revenge is the dish best served cold. And this is the power that you have when you push the buttons.
Yeah. Sounded like the highlights of the Jets game that I saw in Fox Sports News this morning.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, if you haven't seen the highlights of the Jets Fury game from the other night, here they are.
Where's Dave with his overriding button? Because surely you can't allow me to get drowned out like this.
The kill switch.
As if I'm not the star of this show. Come on.
At least Chad Reed played well, though.
Yeah, Chad Reed had a good game.
He had a great game.
He's quick, that Chad Reed. Oh, yeah. He is quick. I tell you, when he accelerates on that motorbike, he's on. He's quick.
So, yeah, he went from halfway to the goal. It was like that.
I tell you what, they say Tim Cahill gets a lot of elevation on his jumps. Chad Reed gets even more. I saw Chad Reed jump over like this massive bridge in Vegas. Haven't seen Tim Cahill do that.
No, right. Can't lift a game, Timmy.
That's right, yeah. How he hasn't got a call-up for the Socceroos is beyond me, Chad Reed.
I must have had a disagreement with Graham Arnold, like Sasha Okanowski.
That must have been it. Although apparently he's in line for a game.
Apparently Asian couple something, which is good.
Hongarosiak says, I like him, and I'm going to give him a go, which is good, because I think he's a good player.
Someone should send him for some videos of Chad, then, might resurrect his career.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Oh, he'll probably, apparently Holger was at the motocross scouting the other night. He was seen in the stands because he wasn't, like the Fury, he wasn't told also that the game was cancelled, and he was sat there wondering why the pre-match entertainment was taking so long. But anyway, moving on for the actual football that we're here to talk about vaguely. The last match of the round is the North Queensland Fury at home to the Gold Coast United. Betfair reckons this one's pretty tight, and so do I. I think that I actually favour the Gold Coast to get something here. Mm-hmm. Whether they'll get all three, I'm not sure. I'm going to say a draw.
Yeah, see, a draw sounds good because, Gold Coast, I don't think they've lost since August or something. It's like nine straight wins. I mean, nine straight matches undefeated, which is quite impressive. But Fury, it's at home at Townsville. They're really hard to beat.
Yeah, it's not easy to go up there and get points, is it?
It's hard enough to go up there and get goals.
It's hard enough to get up there. It's a long way away. I see a draw. You see Gold Coast getting something. Are you going to say all three?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? I'll be different.
Being a Gold Coast fan, I guess I have to tip them, but you can't not love the Fury. There's something about that.
I think it's just an Australian thing. You love the underdog, don't you?
It's one of those things, there's a team that you like, if you beat them, you kind of feel bad about it.
I'd like to see the Fury do well. And you know how every football club has a cult hero, like a squad player who plays four games a season because they're quite rubbish.
Yes.
But every minute they're on the pitch, they're a legend. And every touch of the ball, they get the crowd cheers. Yes. The Fury are kind of like that.
The whole team version.
Kind of like the way they used to say that West Ham used to be everyone's second club because they were great to watch. They were very exciting and they'd always lose and you felt kind of sorry for them. Mm-hmm. The Fury are like that.
Well, it's kind of like Johnny Warren. I heard I was watching an interview with I can't remember who it was now, an Argentinian player, but he was saying,
I was going to say, if it's an interview with Johnny Warren, I don't think it's
new. He said whenever they played Australia, they just felt so bad because Johnny Warren is such a sporting person, so nice. Yeah. And they just felt bad scoring against him.
Yeah. I grew up, you know, feeling sorry for the English cricket team because I grew up in an era where we just pummeled them every time we played them. You know, I grew up in that period between us, you know, losing the Ashes in 1981 and just having them ever since about 84.
Yeah, 2005 was the strangest feeling ever.
Yeah, it was because I thought, oh, well, I didn't want you to win that much.
Yeah.
Wankers. Well, there's a bloke in the next room. They're doing construction, and he looks dead set like Matthew Upson. He just caught my eye there. So, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's no wonder he's got so many bloody injuries for West Ham. He's a plasterer in his spare time.
He's going up in the world, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. he's asked for a transfer and was moved to a plaster.
To the tradies. On a transfer to the tradies.
That's right. Apparently, they missed out on Wayne Rooney, so they got Matthew Upson.
Yeah, okay.
The Fury at home, $2.08 with Betfair, Gold Coast United, $1.99.
That's really close, isn't it?
It is close, and the draw, like most of our other draws, is $3.10.
What's going on with these draws?
Well, that's probably just the money they give for a draw.
Is that how it works? Okay, righto.
Probably.
Betting suddenly makes so much sense.
You know, Christian, you sound a lot more intelligent when I do this.
I'm a bit repetitive, monotonous.
Yes, that's
probably
right.
Isn't too much of a change, is it?
Yeah, but yeah, that's right. When you talk, all I hear is rumble, 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 and when you stop, I figure it's my turn to start again. We should talk about our friends at Footy Fans Down Under, because this weekend they're having their Soccer AM party, which you will be attending you've corporate boxed it up on Saturday night.
That's it, that's in.
You'll be going, and so get along. If you want details, head to footyfansdownunder.com.
In that case, if you want any details about any supporters club in Australia, go to footyfans.com. Yeah.
And if you want any details about anything, go to the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, you can do that.
I've heard that thing's reasonably big these days.
Yeah, it is.
You might have to check it out.
Yeah, so if you want any details about anything, check the internet.
The interweb.
We're on the internet.
We're on the interweb.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Thefootballsite.com, you can actually go to a little page, which has just been added.
Yes.
Or updated. Updated. And it has our whole team with little bios. And photos.
Exciting times.
Yeah. I haven't seen the photo I've been used, been given yet.
Apparently it looks a lot like Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Does it? They should have just used the picture of Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and just seen if anybody noticed. I'm actually going to the site now. That's all right. I just said to Matt, just use a photo you've taken in the past, and he's got one of the ones we took in the studio.
Exciting times.
Which is good. So, it's a good shot of Scotty Condon. He's looking very schmick there in his suit, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
So, if you want to, Michael Ruchek looks like he's doing some sort of film. He looks very, very chiseled. If you would like to check out these shots, check out our new page at thefootballsack.com. It's in the about section, and that would be today's show.
Just a quick reminder, Sydney FC competition.
Oh, of course.
If you would like to win tickets to their next home match, predict the result of this home match.
So go
to our website, www.thefootballsack.com, click on win, fill in the competition form, which is as simple as picking a team and a score, and if you get it right, you'll probably be on the way to the Sydney FC's next home match, which is exciting times.
That's right, and if I had planned ahead, I would have been able to tell you who that would be against, but I didn't.
It's the Jets.
There you go. Which is good, because you'll get to see a few motorbikes, some football.
They shouldn't have a team bus for the Jets, they should have a team squadron.
That's right, you can hear them rolling into town. The Newcastle Jets are actually a bike gang. They should do that. The Jets are rolling into town. We should say our goodbyes from the Football Sack. It's been a good preview show. I'd like to thank Jeremy Carrigan for coming along and joining us as he does on a regular basis.
Thank you, boys.
And thanks to Christian Leyland for joining me, as he does always.
My pleasure.
And save me doing it. And I'd like to thank the internet for giving me some motorbike sounds, being able to drown out Christian's voice during this podcast. I've been Jack Quigley. This has been the Football Sack. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Take care.